Senator Theater's grand reopening came off flawlessly last night, with Klieg lights whirling outside on York Road, popcorn popping, and the star power of John Waters, which may have been eclipsed by the risk-taking Renaissance team of co-owners Buzz Cusack and his daughter Kathleen Lyon. A house full of patrons, some of whom grew up in the theater, praised them for their painstaking restoration and for a business plan that might actually work. Former State Senator Jack Lapidus was one of many singing their praises.
It's a passion with them. They care about the city, and everybody here cares about the city. So it's a very exciting thing, and this senator is very happy to be at this senator.
Jed Dietz, head of the Maryland Film Festival, said the Cusack Lyon team may have defied the history of disaster for the nation's old movie houses.
There's a long history of these beautiful buildings being turned into, drugstores and churches, and we're just lucky because this is a one of a kind, and he's put together something that's going to sustain, I think, just beautifully.
They've saved more than a building. The intangibles of movies, the magic and the romance are there in the details. Again, Jed Dietz.
Not only did he bring in a practical aspect, but you're totally right. I mean, he's restored. I mean, I when I saw that picture in the paper this morning, it just took my breath away and really was emotional for me to see this great theater coming back with all the romance.
Waters' hit Hairspray was the evening's selection. He was as effusive as ever.
I was here when I was 6 years old. I came to you could rent a private booth up there for children's birthday parties. So it was like a private screening. I was an elitist filmgoer from the Senator when I was 7 years old.
Waters went on.
It's a bit of a rebirth, isn't it?
What do you mean, a bit?
Actually, he said, the new owners had delivered quadruplets, four theaters where only one had been at the start. Kathleen said her father had the qualities that allowed them to prevail.
Insane amounts of optimism, which when everyone around you is telling you that it can't be done and every obstacle in the world is up in your face, ready to knock you over, only the insane proceed. And so he was leading the way.
Nearby businesses, all of them allies of the owners, were ecstatic. Caitlin Whitney Gallagher, general manager of Atwaters in Belvedere Square, said the senator is a perfect partner.
Any event that gathers the community and gives folks a place to connect is going to, bring life into the market.
Kathleen Elliott and her family had moved to the neighborhood years ago to be near the senator.
So we're really excited to see it renovated, and it looks beautiful.
Bob Embry, head of the Able Foundation, was another member of the owner's fan club.
This is my childhood theater. I think it opened when I was 4 years old. So I spent my childhood years seeing Fantasia and other things at this theater with my grandmother. So it has a place in my heart.
It won't be easy to succeed, he said, but the senator's history and Baltimoreans may make things different.
This has a built-in constituency that a lot of theaters don't.
I'm Fraser Smith reporting for 88.1 WYPR.